Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants. Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm your host, Lucky, and today we're talking about the top 10 anime of the week. Although, I will be real with you, I have not watched a lot of these, so we're kind of going to... This is going to be a little bit of a... what would you say? This is going to be kind of like introducing me to some anime that I need to watch for the future, and then also I'll be talking a little bit about some of these anime going forward. So remember, this top 10 is from Anime Corner. Top 15, I think, is from Anime Karma. So today we're talking about top 10. And yeah, so this is, for anybody that's new here, I typically do this every like Saturday or so. And I try to do that, but sometimes it happens on Sunday. Last week it didn't happen just because there was too many new anime out for me to even like comprehend what these things were. So let's go ahead and go with the first one, which is Blue Period at number 10. Yeah, Blue Period, I actually would argue that it should be a little higher up there, but, you know, then again, I haven't seen too much, you know, about the other one, so I can't completely, I can't exactly, like, say, like, oh, you know, this one's so much better than the other one that I didn't watch. Anyway, this one was a really beautiful one. I'm not gonna spend too much time on it just because I spent a lot of time on it in like one of my last episodes, kind of talking about how it got me out of like a little bit of a slump, just because I really like these anime about these artists, you know, that have to, you know, because being an artist, you know, I remember when I was young, I wanted to be like a musician, right? And I remember thinking at that point, like, you know, oh wow, I'm gonna probably, you know, somebody ended up saying to me, like, yeah, you know, you're probably gonna starve, right? Because, you know, that's kind of what the name of the job is, right? Like, you unless you're one of the top, what, like maybe 1% of people, you're not earning money. And, you know, but funny enough, that's a lot like this YouTube job, right? You know, we don't get money until we get sponsors. We don't get sponsors until we get a certain amount of views on YouTube or downloads on podcasts. So, you know, for me, I realized that this anime just speaks to me in a lot of ways. So I really like the idea behind it. I really like the idea of this kid who is typically a delinquent, and but typically seen as a delinquent, although he gets really good grades. He gets inspired by a painting that he sees and decides to just put it all into art after he's inspired and realizes that the odds of getting into, well, first off, a public university, which is the only thing he can afford, is, you know, they only accept about 5 people out of, I don't know how many applicants, but I'm sure it's out of thousands, out of hundreds of thousands, you know, I'm not too sure, but it's definitely out of thousands. So anyway, the next one up is My Senpai is Annoying. This is on Funimation. Let me read the... I've never seen this before. Being seen as a full-fledged businesswoman isn't easy for Futaba Igarashi when her loud-mouth senpai, Harumi, treats her like a kid. Yeah, so at least from the picture that I'm seeing right here, this is like a loli person, so... So, you know, when I first saw this, I was like, okay, I have no idea what this is, but there's a really young girl that I'm sure is super old or probably the same age as most of these people that are look older around her. And yeah, so looks pretty interesting to me. Looks like a slice of life. So I'm just not super into work slice of life. I don't know what it is. This Kobayashi's Dragon Maid is a good one, you know, because like the work is only one part of it. I've always wanted to check out Watakoi. Haven't checked that one out yet, but yeah, I don't know if I'm super into these work plays, because I've never been in like a cubicle or anything like that. You know, even when I did used to work, it was, you know, mostly with my hands, so it wasn't like behind a desk most of the time. So not super relatable to me, but maybe to some of you guys it is. So anyway, the next one is Banished from the Hero's Party. I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. This one looked interesting. Michael had mentioned it to me. It's on Funimation as well. Let's see. After being betrayed by the Heroes Party, Red hopes to start over in a small town, but keeping his former life a secret won't be easy. This sounds like my kind of anime, because I'm all about anime where there is somebody who has been betrayed. I love betrayal animes, basically, is what I'm trying to say. I love it when people get screwed over. I love it when there is this, I don't know. I think it adds depth to the character and adds a certain angst to it, you know, because when we're talking about you know, heroes, right? The term can just get so annoying after a while that it's like, oh yeah, this is a hero. This is a hero because I'm part of light. But you know, I think I like to watch heroes with a little bit of with a little bit of angst to them, with a little bit of edge to them, where they kind of have to figure out what it's like to be a hero, not just not just like being it's like, oh, I'm a hero because I'm a hero, right? That gets a little annoying after a while. It's kind of like what I say about villains, right? If the villain is just there and is just there to be evil, then yeah, it just kind of annoys me. Let's see here. What is the next one here we got? Number 7 is Irina, the Vampire Cosmonaut, also on Funimation. Wow, there's a lot of these. Funimation seems to be knocking it out of the park. I don't know if they're, you know, since they're, I think Sony owns both of them now, both Funimation and Verve and Crunchyroll. I'm wondering if they're throwing like the better anime on Funimation now and just trying to like weed out Verve or something like that. Cause I'm like, wow, Funimation is killing it. I didn't get a description on this one. Let me do that real quick. The animation so far looks pretty interesting. Let's see. Let's see if I can get IMDb to get me some type of an alternate 1960s space program recruits a vampire to serve as an astronaut and go into space. Okay, I'm gonna be real with you. I was not expecting that, but you know what? I'm wondering if that it's like you know how we sent like a monkey and a dog to space like as a test to make sure it was safe for humans. I'm wondering if it's like the same thing or if it's you know I'm just curious or if it's because vampires have that certain like a certain vitality to them that humans wouldn't get. So you know, besides that, IMDb didn't give me anything, so I'll move on to number 6, Demon Slayer. So this one, so you know, we talked a little bit about this. This will eventually be on our weekend talk, but when I was talking to Michael and Johnny about it, what happened was they were saying the first five episodes, oh no, first seven episodes are all from Mugen Train or from the movie, but fleshed out a little bit more. Like the first episodes are about like Rengoku. And, you know, and then it kind of goes from there. But, yeah, we'll see kind of how that goes because I like what they did with what's it called? I can't believe I'm even saying this right now. I liked what they did with Boruto in the sense that when they did Boruto the movie and then they did Boruto the in the animated form, I thought they did a pretty good job of... adding things that the movie didn't, because there's only so much you can do in a movie, right? So when I remember watching Mugen Train, I thought they did a really good job of fitting everything in there, but I did think that they didn't give Rengoku enough screen time. So maybe this is going to make up a little bit for that. Anyway, that I'll just leave it at around there. Number 5 is Mieruku-chan. I've never heard of this. Looks like a horror, but on here it says comedy horror slice of life. She can see dead people. She just chooses to ignore them. That's Miko's plan, anyway, with horrifying and sometimes hilarious results. Dude, it's weird because the thumbnail is so creepy, but you're telling me this is a comedy. I'm really intrigued by this. I'm really intrigued by what could happen with this. I really don't know what to expect from this series, if I'm being real with you. Just looking at it, it looks it looks super creepy, but if they're saying it's a comedy, then I guess it's a comedy. Anyway, I'm not super into horror with my anime, but horror is, you know what it reminds me of is ginger. You know when you get ginger with like Japanese food or sushi or something like that to palate cleanse, to cleanse your palate? I feel like that's what horror is to me with anything, because I need something to shock me out of like a slump when I'm watching too much romance, too much slice of life, too much action adventure. Yeah, it kind of just cleanses everything so that I don't, what would you say? So I don't get too complacent with what I'm watching, because every now and then I just get so, I'm just so done. You know, I'm just like, I don't really want to watch this anime, that, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of a horror to get, I almost sounded like I was talking about horrors, but to get a little bit of a horror into the mix. So next one, excuse me, at number four is Tact Op Destiny. Michael and Johnny mentioned this a little bit. I'll just read the description from they were mentioned as reminds them of like Fate's Day Night with music, I think. Let's read the description here. Music is a light that illuminates people's hearts, and that light was suddenly taken from the world. The world changed the night the black Kuria meteorite fell. Let's see. Grotesque monsters known as D2 emerged from the meteorite and began to overrun the land and people. As the D2 were drawn to the melodies people played, eventually music itself became taboo. However, those who opposed the monsters appeared. They're the music art, girls who draw power from music. They possess the great operas and musical scores of humanity's history and use them to defeat the D2. Sorry, some of that English in there is weird. So whoever is... Sorry, I'm starting to wonder who's doing the subtitles for Verve right now. Anyway, you can check that out on Verve. By the way, the last Miyaruku-chan, the horror one that I was talking about, that can be found on Funimation. I'm trying to like check all these as we're talking about them. That's why you might hear a little bit of a delay before I start talking about the next one. Is, you know, that it takes me a little while to like look some of this shit up. So anyway, it looks like it's gonna be it'll be a good one. I definitely think that, at least from what Johnny and Michael were telling me, that it looks, just the animation looks fucking great. So I'd like to see how they fit this kind of original storyline in as well. But anyway, next up is 86, at number three, 86 part two. This can be found on Funimation, on Verve. I thought I saw it on Funimation, but maybe not. But anyway, I've never watched the first season of this, so this is for season two. I'll just go over it one more time. I know we read this maybe about a month or two ago, but just for anybody that's new here. 86, called quote-unquote Juggernaut, these are the unmanned combat drones developed by the Republic of San Magnolia in answer to the attacks by the autonomous unmanned drones of the neighboring Empire of Jihad, the quote-unquote Legion, but they're only unmanned in name. In reality, they are piloted by the 86ers. Good thing they weren't called the 69ers, right? Those considered to be less than human and treated as mere tools. Determined to achieve his own mysterious ends, Shin, the captain of the Spearhead Squadron, which is comprised of 86ers, continues to fight a hopeless war on a battlefield where only death awaits him. Sounds really good. I just never got into the first season. There was a lot of stuff I was trying to check out. So when this one kind of came across my radar, it was definitely, I definitely didn't really think about it too much. But reading that again, it does sound a lot, you know what it reminds me of? Like Alnoa Zero. I was going to say Gundam, but I think everybody just thinks like when something has a giant mecha in it, that it's a Gundam thing. No, it kind of reminds me of Alnoa Zero, though, where it's kind of this hopeless war on this guy for kind of unknown reasons is just doing, you know, so good at what he does. But anyway, let's see here. Number two is the world's finest assassin gets reincarnated in another world as an aristocrat. So this was a really good one. I just caught up on episode two. Very, very good. Basic, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but just basic, you know, overview of it. Assassin gets betrayed by his organization after before he is about to retire and go train ninjas, basically. They don't want him getting away with their secrets, so they decide to blow up a plane with him in it. He gets reincarnated in another world for a goddess, and she wants him to do a particular thing. I think that's something that maybe you guys should check out. I don't want to exactly spoil exactly what that is, but he gets reincarnated with a purpose, so he has to do something for this goddess. And yeah, he gets reincarnated as an in a noble noble's family, but that noble family does have a secret to it, and I'll just leave it at that. Very, very good so far, and I really like the characters. It's really hard to believe that this is from the same guy that did Redo of Healer. I don't see any parallels to it, but I guess it is. So, number one, Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation Part 2. Yeah, Mushoku Tensei was really good. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, so definitely check that out. But just to go back to it a little bit, definitely a lot darker and a lot grittier and a lot more sexual than I thought it was going to be, which means it was A+. you don't get a lot of... you get a lot more anime that are willing to do it, but I like anime that are willing to push the envelopes a little bit, because it doesn't, it makes it less restrictive when you're trying to tell a story. You know what I'm saying? When you get unimmersed in a story because somebody has to tiptoe around something, it starts to get a little weird. Like, giving you an example, in video games, right? I like to watch this guy named Dartigan. He's on YouTube. He does like gaming sins and stuff. And one of the things that's like a big cliche is that whenever a child is about to get hurt, they die off screen or something like that. Now, not saying that we need to see all that too, but it's become a cliche, so it unimmerses you, right? Instead of just not having the child in there at all, you know what I mean? Or willing to commit to it. So, at least with anime, right? Like, I still remember one of the craziest things I ever saw was Fate Zero, and they did a great job with... How do I even say this sentence out loud? They did a great job at killing a kid. They did a great... it was off screen, but it was probably so brutal. It was just so brutal from the way the kid reacted to it that I was like, oh my god. So, you know, if you're gonna go, you might as well go all the way. And I like the anime is willing to push those boundaries, even if sometimes it makes me feel uncomfortable. Let's see here. Let's do like one or two questions here, because I don't have too much time, from anime subreddit here. Fellow anime enjoyers, what do you hate being asked by other anime fans? For me, it has to be, is this person stronger than this person? Don't really understand why people need to know if Saitama is stronger than Goku. Excuse me. Yeah, you know what? One of mine is, oh my god, I can't believe you haven't watched blank, you know, whatever it is. Oh my god, I can't believe you haven't watched Evangelion. Oh my god, I can't believe you called Evangelion. you know, you get to the point where it's like everybody's watched something and they expect everybody to have watched it. You know, it's such a weird human trait that we have, where you watch, you know, you do something and you just expect everybody's done what you've done. You know what I mean? You know, you live in, you know, a mansion for most of your life, and you're like, wait, everybody doesn't live in mansions? What in the world? So strange. It's really, really weird, and it's one of those things that humans do to almost herd out groups, right? So people who aren't like you can kind of herd out to, oh, okay, they're that group, they're the other over there. And for some reason, anime people do this as well. Like, oh my god, you haven't watched this yet? Oh my god. You know, it becomes like a, you know, it becomes weird. And then, you know, if I say that, no, I haven't watched that. I've watched, you know, Frankenstein Family, or I've watched, you know, these weird anime, forgot the name of it, Alice in Zoroku. You know, everybody's like, what is that? Well, still, have you watched Death Note? No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I couldn't watch it. I'm sorry. Wow. Okay, somebody in the comments here put, how old is she? That's yeah, that is that's a good one. We should be asking that question, but yeah, it is something that that is definitely something that can be annoying after a while. Let's do one last question here. Should I watch Cowboy Bebop as my first anime? I've never watched an anime, but I saw Cowboy Bebop was coming out to Netflix, and it just looked like a cool and special show. I want to try an anime for a while, but didn't know what to start with. What do you think? Great place to start. First off, English dub is incredibly good. I've never really watched it fully, but, you know, how can you go wrong with Steve Bloom, who does the voice of Spike Spiegel? How can you go wrong with Steve Bloom? Yeah, it's a great place to start. You know, even if you did want to watch it subbed, you know, it's got everything that you kind of need. It's got the old animation style to it, but it's not how do you say it? It's not like like in Mobile Suit Gundam, right? If you don't already like the characters, the animation isn't gonna blow you away. But when you watch like Spike Spiegel do fight scenes and stuff, there's something really artistic about watching this skinny guy do this really awkward fighting. And I enjoyed watching like the little clips that I've seen and, you know, the first episode, but I would definitely recommend that as your first anime. Any of the big anime that everybody says is like, oh yeah, it's just, you're not a true anime fan because you just watch that. It's probably a good anime to start because it's very, you know, typically most of them have dubs, whether it be all of the shonen anime. And I think a dubbed is a good way to get people in. That's how I got into anime, and then eventually I watched subbed and realized I really like the Japanese voices more than the English voices, just for some of the scenes. But anyway, what do you guys think? Go ahead and email us at animecasuals with an S, real R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. Don't forget to check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the description box down below. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.